Two federal prosecutors and an FBI agent engaged in misconduct in the corruption trial of the late Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. That's according to a draft Justice Department report. Well, will they face any penalties? Deborah Roth is a partner at the law firm Shaw, Bransford & Roth. She joins us now for our Legal Loop segment. Good morning, Barbara, I should say. Good morning, Deborah. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Tom.
Yeah. I guess Bransford Roth. I don't know. Anyway.
You mashed
our name.
Yeah, you blended them.
I blended them. Okay. Well, Deborah Roth, great to have you on.
Thank you.
So what is the likely penalty in this case? First, review for us what exactly happened.
Sure. And I've actually been on your show a number of times, keeping your listeners up to date on this. It was about a little over a year ago. It was actually when Attorney General Holder first came into office. Within weeks, he had asked the federal district court judge to pull the conviction of now deceased, former Senator Ted Stevens from Alaska. And he had recently been convicted of a number of corruption charges, not reporting gifts from developers and gifts to him personally, work he had done on his house. And under Senate ethics rules, House ethics rules, and federal employees, your listeners, they know they have to report certain income, certain gifts from certain sources. And he filled out these forms. It wasn't reported on the forms. And he was charged with making false statements, essentially to hide that these gifts had come in. He said he overlooked it. It was a mistake. He forgot. And he was tried and he was convicted. Within a few weeks of the Obama administration coming into office, that conviction was reviewed by Eric Holder, the Attorney General, and he personally asked the federal district court judge to withdraw the conviction. And it was based upon information that had been circulating for a while, and the district court judge had several times sanctioned the federal prosecutors and the FBI agents who were on the case for misdeeds, most significant, repeatedly hiding potentially exculpatory evidence from the defense, evidence that they'd collected, that they knew the defendant, Senator Ted Stevens, his defense team, might have used to show that he was innocent. And they hid it from him. And ultimately, the district court judge ordered his own investigation, and the Justice Department, under Eric Holder, ordered its own investigation, two separate investigations. And now the word's out that the Justice Department investigation has a report.
So what happens to them now? I mean, would they face criminal charges? What is the penalty for withholding evidence like that?
Well, there, as I said, Amy, there are two concurrent investigations, the one from the district court judge. If the district court judge's investigators, he hired his own investigative team because the federal courts don't have internal investigators. If they find that these prosecutors and the FBI agent were in criminal contempt, they could face criminal charges. Under the Justice Department investigation, the office investigating them is the Office of Professional Responsibility. They lack authority to bring criminal charges. And essentially what that office is it's the internal bar for the Justice Department. And the Justice Department is essentially an agency made up of attorneys. And even though all these attorneys are licensed by their own state bars, the Justice Department has its own internal office that acts as its bar. So for the two prosecutors who apparently the word is there will be a finding against them of committing professional misconduct, that they violated their own professional ethics rules for how attorneys are to act, they could face employment actions from reprimands, suspensions, demotions, removals. And if the Justice Department Office of Professional Responsibility finds that they engaged in intentional misconduct, professional misconduct, there's a mandatory referral to their bars. And then the bars that license these lawyers could take independent action up to and including taking their license to practice law.
We're speaking with Deborah Roth, partner in Shaw, Bransford & Roth, and the co-host of Fed Talk. And so if this were to happen, I guess the question is, why would they do this in the first place? Other than obviously they didn't want to lose the case, but isn't the idea of providing that evidence to the other side in a case one of the most basic foundational rules here that operate in trials?
You know, Tom, it is every, you know, people who, lawyers, people who sort of even are, have a tangential relationship to the federal criminal system are aware of something called the Brady Rule. It's a Supreme Court case, a very well-established Supreme Court case that requires the prosecutor, who usually has more access. Remember, a defendant who's arrested, how are they going to collect information? Well, unless they have it at their fingertips, they usually have to hire a private investigator. And today that kind of thing costs money. But the prosecutor, particularly the Justice Department, the federal prosecutor, they have an army of investigators at their disposal to go out and investigate on their behalf and collect evidence. So, for example, in drug cases, they have DEA. In immigration cases, they, of course, use ICE. In this particular case, they use the FBI. And the FBI agent obviously isn't an attorney, so being licensed to practice law isn't a factor. But that particular agent will face some sort of potential disciplinary action by the FBI. So they don't have access. The defendant doesn't have access to a team of investigators, but the Justice Department does. And for quite a while, there's been a growing concern in the defense bar, the criminal defense bar that goes up against the Justice Department, that they've become overzealous, using dirty tricks. And the defendant's really kind of at their disposal. I mean, they don't have access to these investigative files and the collection of evidence, which is why the Supreme Court, sort of to balance out and equal out the playing field in criminal cases brought by the government, they say under the Brady Rule, you must turn over any evidence you've collected that you think might tend to prove this person innocent. And there have been a growing concern in the defense bar over the years that the Justice Department is not playing fairly by that rule. And there have been reported cases in the last few years by district court judges who have sanctioned federal prosecutors because of that frustration. And recently, you know, there's been newspaper articles playing out in USA Today, I know, a couple of months ago, saying the same thing. And it's become a very big concern in the defense bar, and Holder knew it when he'd come into office.